Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, you have a story in the paper today that has former Cuomo aides talking about the harsh environment of his administration. Tell us what's involved here.
Yeah, two former aides to Governor Andrew Cuomo recently offered harsh criticism of him, with one alleging over the weekend that the work environment in the governor's office is, quote unquote, beyond toxic. That criticism came from Lindsay Boylan, who worked from 2015 to 2018 as Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and as a special advisor to the governor. Over the weekend, she penned a Twitter thread detailing a work environment where a handful of close Cuomo advisors exert control over the rest of the staff. She alleged that if you're not, quote unquote, one of those handfuls, your life working for him is endlessly dispiriting, unquote. If people weren't deathly afraid of him, she went on to write, they'd be saying the same thing and you'd already know the stories. Boylan, who is running for the 2021 election for Manhattan Borough President, implied she declined to sign some kind of non-disclosure agreement when she left the governor's office. Her comments came a couple of weeks after another criticism was leveled by Alexis Grinnell, a New York City-based political consultant who worked as a deputy director for intergovernmental affairs when Cuomo was attorney general in 2009 and 2010. In a late November op-ed in The Nation, she asserted that when Cuomo was criticized on such matters as his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, he or his staff, quote-unquote, reflexively insult the person leveling the criticism. Cuomo advisor Rich Azzopardi said Boylan was not asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement and has declined to further comment on her remarks. He had previously called Grinnell's criticisms the musings of a, quote-unquote, brand-building political consultant.
From there, let's talk about Vermont's ski industry. Now, that might seem strange for a New York newspaper, but they're hoping to navigate quarantine rules to draw out-of-state skiers. That includes, of course, New York.
Skiers from the Capital Region and elsewhere in New York will face a different routine when they arrive in Vermont ski resorts. Once they get their lift passes, they're going to have to provide their names and phone numbers, which the mountain will have to keep on record so the tracers can contact people if they're linked to an outbreak of COVID-19 after their visit. Visitors are also going to have to attest that they are COVID-free and have quarantined for 14 days or 7 with a negative COVID test before they enter Vermont. Despite the strict rules, Vermonters are hoping that at least some of the usual crowds show up. For years, visitors from New York have offered at least some of the financial lifeblood Vermont ski mountains and surrounding hotels and restaurants rely on to stay in the black.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays for more at thetimesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.